This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Because, James, you might need to play the other version at 7:30, coming back from break, 7:20 or so, because you guys will recognize the nuclear war thing more when you hear it in English.
Ah, okay.
I don't want to recognize it.
I do.
I enjoy the
The 99 balloons are bombs falling.
Wow.
And I think she was, you know, European, like with the communist threat. I don't remember if she was... which side of Europe she was, but
well,
it was
probably German.
Considering this is in German.
Well, German had both sides, obviously,
yeah,
with West and East Berlin. So that was the backstory of that. So we'll play the other version around 7:20, and you can actually hear the words where it speaks to nuclear war. It's unbelievable. Hey, AMA today at 7 o'clock. You ask, we answer. Get those questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with our show in addition to the regular phone lines. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to playing the audio of Jeffrey Lurie from yesterday. He said an awful lot. Your reaction in the last couple days, some Phil stuff to get to as well. And again, something great that's got a number in the title. Let's kick it off with Jimmy in Northeast Philadelphia. Jimmy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. All right, so this is the most pathetic thing ever, this whole tush-push thing. Anyone against it, it's just a joke. You have to be included in there, Joe.
Like, I knew what you were doing.
Aesthetically unpleasing. It's pathetic, but
I am aesthetically unpleasing.
It's renewed my hate for all these teams now because we're on top of the mountain. You know, I got maybe starting to get a little soft. Like, we're great. Like, Cowboys sucked forever. Packers stink. I was actually feeling bad for the Bills, but screw them. This gets me sick.
Yeah.
Everything about it gets me sick.
All these coaches on this competition committee are people who compete with us directly. It does feel like it's like the host of NFC top teams, and I don't necessarily blame them, Jimmy. Like, they can't stop this play. They're taking a shot in the dark here. Like, hey, we might as well try to get this thing taken out of here because there's nothing we can do. It really does feel like that's what we're looking at here.
It's so sad, isn't it? It's football.
Yeah.
Why
not go ahead and outline goal line and short yardage? Because of the outlaw.
Sorry.
Because of the posture. The posture of the players is so dangerous.
Well, I will say, listen, Jimmy, I know a lot of people are in your camp. At least yesterday, Rich McKay finally stood up and said, it's not as much about the injury thing as was fronted by the Packers presentation.
Because they were getting crushed for
They were.
And they knew it. You can't do this while you're contemplating an 18-game season, while you continue to have teams play on turf and you know players
get
injured on it.
But they finally got around to saying, we just don't like the way it looks.
Yeah.
So at least they came clean about that. Jimmy, you might not agree with that, but at least they finally said that.
I'm glad they finally said that because now we can see how vapid this is and the fact that you're railroading us.
All right, Jim, give me an answer, my man, for something great with a number in the title.
right. Pearl Jam's first and best album, 10.
Yeah, you got it, man. Jimmy, good stuff right there. All right, let's listen to Rich McKay. So he runs the competition committee. He did a press conference afterwards yesterday and did a series of interviews as well. Let's listen to Rich McKay explaining the reasons that some of the teams want the Tush Push Band. Don't kid yourself. He's still talking about injuries, but he does at least finally open it up to some people just don't like the way it looks. Here's McKay yesterday.
It's been said, hey, there's not enough data and proof of what the injuries might in this play from the forcing on going down. Is it different from a health and safety standpoint of a sneak, a push sneak? There's not enough data. So I would say there are definitely some people that have health and safety concerns, but there's just as many people that have football concerns. And then that was kind of what went on in the room in the discussion. I wouldn't say it was because of one particular health and safety video or discussion. It was much more about the play, the aesthetic play. Is it part of what football has been traditionally, or is it more of a run play? All those types of decisions. Health and safety is still there. There's potential. But I wouldn't go beyond that.
I mean, John, they finally got to it.
This sucks because now it's, quote, football concerns. Yeah. Now it is completely subjective and they can couch this however they want. It's the way it looks. It's the way it feels.
Yeah.
This is BS.
You know what's astounding? He used the same word I've been using, aesthetics. He used the same word.
I hate both of you.
I hope you feel horrible about that. I hope that made you like shiver inside.
Listen, I do feel a little dirty in this because I know a lot of people aren't happy with my position on it, but it is my position. And he finally got to the heart of it from my standpoint. I think it just doesn't look like football. Devin, where do you stand on the tush push? I'm sure I'm
Does
alone
the QB
here, right?
Sneak it, look like football.
You're going to be with these other three,
Does
right?
Does the QB sneak look like football?
Does the QB? Yes, but it's also it's a boring play in football.
The QB
sneak
has been in football, going back. To the Bart Starr sneaking it in the ice bowl.
Of course.
So should we ban that next?
Bart Starr wasn't pushed by the running back behind him.
Okay, but
no,
that
that's a big difference.
The aesthetics are your problem. It looks exactly like
it doesn't because
Come
the pushing.
Because there's
pushing,
guys behind it?
Yes, the pushing
really,
is.
Really, does that look that different to you?
Yes, they're not looking to ban quarterback sneaks. They're looking to ban the pushing.
I think
total BS.
Using aesthetics as a reason why it should be banned is just insane to me because that you could go through every single play on both sides of the ball and special teams and pinpoint plays that aren't aesthetically pleasing.
Now that it's subjective, what's pleasing to my eye as compared to your eye, as compared to the Rams' eye, as compared to McKay's eye?
I personally think the tush push is beautiful to watch aesthetically.
I don't like RPO the way that he pulls it and throws it to the flat. So let's rule that play out. Like, I think that's aesthetically unpleasing to my eye. The flat throw should be eliminated from football. It's done. Like, really, like, that's the point that we can get to now. So I do think that you're sort of discounting yourself. Like, this is a frivolous argument at this point.
Well, just for what it's worth, and I know you do feel that way, John, but there are a lot of people in America that feel the way I do.
And some of them are owning
NFL teams. None of them are
Eagles
fans.
No, I know. I know.
That's why we have this problem. There's a handful of them who own NFL teams, and now they're trying to rally their friends to say, hey, guess what? It'll actually help our chances in the bottom line. Yeah. It'll help our chances if we try to get this ruled out of football.
James, so as the tremendous producer of this show, do you have relationships with producers on a national level? Can you get to like Dan Patrick's producer? Have him put out a poll for the nation. I'm serious.
I know.
I would like to know what the nation's
fans think. Haven't been more polls, nationally speaking. Like, it's been the number one topic. Like, it's not just us talking about it here. I mean, people are talking about this across the country.
Ray, you're incredible at digging stuff up on the internet. Can you just see if there's been a national poll?
Because
I really would be interested.
When I was listening to Elliot yesterday on the Midday Show, he said, they had a big party the night before. Like, everybody was there. Owners, coaches, media. That's all anybody wanted to talk about. It's all anybody wanted to talk about.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Serena Williams was there.
Was she talking about
her?
She's pro-tush push. That's what I heard. So, it's good.
Hey, now. Jada Cameron Shatter.
He's a terrible terrible.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
You said it.
I said she's pro-tush push. Yeah, she's a fan of the tush push. What do you want me to say?
And I said, hey, now.
I know. I'm talking about the
you
sports
took
play.
It in
what
that
are
direction.
You talking about?
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Ed. Let's go to Luke right now. Luke, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Luke?
What's up? Nah, I just wanted to give a one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh, sure.
Big
that,
one.
That's another one. And you get book and movie with that one.
Yeah, so that's all.
All right, man. Luke, that's all. Right to the point and bang. One flew over the cuckoo's nest is good. All right, let's get to Twitter poll question of the day. So the Phils resume tonight. And, you know, we had all sorts of polls before the season. People were all over the place on Trey. All over the place. Some people really believe in him. Some people really don't. So last year, I think it's fair to say Kyle Schwarber was the second best Phillies everyday player. Matter of fact, I'm certain of it. Certain. The ranking of everyday position players to the Phillies, and of course his position is non-traditional position. It's DH. But he's an everyday player. The ranking last year.
You're ranking him second, even though there's no defense.
Well, I would say so, but some people would ding him. I mean, listen, that's a whole nother matter, John.
Yeah, that's tough. You got to weigh that factor.
You do have to weigh that.
A lot of factors.
There are a lot of factors. But I think most people would say last year, Harper 1, Schwarber 2, figure out who was 3. So today we'll ask you this.
So no Wheeler.
Everyday player.
Okay. Non-pitchers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Today we're going to say, other than Bryce, who, you know, better remain number one, and I think will, who will be, in your opinion, the Phillies' second-best position player this season?
Bryson Stott.
All right, here are the choices. It could be Bryson Stott. Here are the choices.
Well, it's Bryson Stott.
You love Bryson Stott.
He does.
It's not
so
just
much.
Me who loves Bryson Stott.
No, like, he's great.
You love him more than
nice
most,
person,
I would say. I don't think he's going to be the second-best player on the Phillies this year.
You know, certain lineup they're going to use, John. He's going to be hitting eighth.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here are the choices.
Strange.
And we only have three choices because Twitter only gives us four, so we've broken it down this way. Second best everyday player, and we're including JT as an everyday. I mean, you know what I mean. The guys that play, you know, a ton. All right, choice A, Kyle Schwarber. He was it last year. Choice B, Trey Turner. He's supposed to be it with his contract and past performance with the Dodgers and the Nationals. Choice C, anyone else. So that would include Stott, Castellanos, JT, boom, on down the line. So your choices are Schwarber, Trey, someone else. Who will be the Phillies' second best everyday player or thereabout every day? 215-592-9494. I got one other Twitter poll, James. I didn't send you the other Twitter poll question yet, right?
No, you didn't.
All right, let me say it right now on the air.
What a thrill I get to find out with everyone else.
I'm going to say it right now on the air while I send it to you, James. You can put this up online, please. Here's the second Twitter poll question of the day today. Which is more likely for the 2025 Eagle season? Choice A, Dallas Goedert remains an Eagle, like he plays for the Eagles in 2025. Choice B, the tush push remains. Both could go either way. Which is more likely to occur in the 2025 fall? Goddard's an Eagle or the tush push is still around? Get voting at Sports Radio WIP. That's a tough one, man. I tend to think the tush push is more likely, but I don't know, man. They both might be out the door. Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Morning. How are we today?
I don't know, Dan. I mean, that question right there really bothers me.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about
it. It does
now.
Twist you, right?
Troubled.
It twists you up a little bit.
How am I supposed to assess this?
Are you tired and groggy like Devin? Or
I don't feel tired today. And Devin does not appear tired to the untrained eye. She does not appear tired.
Well,
today.
According
apparently
to
she does.
It was the voice. It was the voice. It was like I could just tell. I could tell you were dragging. I could tell. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to comment again, but John went there.
He could not
Dan
tell
went
that.
There.
No. Yeah, Dan added groggy into it. I don't think Joe said groggy.
I mean, that sounds tired to me, though, but I'm only joking. Steve Attard, did you see Nick Sirianni doing his interviews?
Oh my God.
He looked like, horrendous.
He looked like death.
My man went out the night before. Yeah. Maybe had a little fun, I think.
Yeah. James, right. That's
I think so too.
You know, he's the Super Bowl champion coach.
Good for him.
Exactly. Yes. At the owner's meetings, have a blast, but you're about to get a new contract. Live it up, pal.
Good for him.
Jimmy, he's saying that, and then he's saying, oh, we're past that. We moved on to the next season, but he looks like he just left.
Well, that's because he probably passed it last night at the party, and then he's like, all right, time to get to work.
Dan, you know what I think Sirianni did two nights ago? A 3 a.m. text message to Andy Reid. I kicked your ass. By the way, I also got to wake up in 2 hours. That's what I think he said at 3 a.m.
I loved it about him, but he's doing his thing. Joe, what? The tush push.
Yeah.
How is it not a football play? How does it not look like a football play? The defense.
Well, it wasn't a football play until 20 years ago. No, I'm just answering your question immediately. Until 20 years ago, it wasn't allowed, and until about 4 or 5 years ago, it wasn't used. Just for what it's worth, but go ahead.
All right. Well,
okay. And then you're saying
RPO stuff wasn't used in the NFL either.
You're right. But it was allowed.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
Then you're saying people pushing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what happens a running back, he runs into the line, he's still kind of moving the whistle, not played. I mean, blown. And then everybody comes up and they start
push the pile.
Dan, full disclosure, I've never liked that.
Oh my God.
I'm just being honest with you.
I just want to see them throw 40-yard bombs and run beautiful patterns.
I've never
Football
liked that.
Football is a physical sport.
I love when Runyon would hit the opposing defender, but I don't like when the offensive lineman pushes the pile. I don't. I like when Mark Bavaro does it himself. Like when Bavaro, drags 7 49ers, including Ronnie Lott, for like an extra 20 yards 35 years ago.
Why do you always use Mark Bavaro as your example? Could you find a non-giant as your example for the tough guy who always carries people down? You're always like, Mark Bavaro, that's the guy.
Ozzie Newsome.
I think the problem is the counter-argument of injury, right? Like, I love that Elliott pushed back on Sean McDermott, who runs it more than anybody else besides us. And he's claiming injury, but then he's admitting that he technically puts his players in injury. And there's no proof that anybody's ever been hurt on this play. I don't think there's one report of an injury from this play. So if you're going to use injury, then you have to eliminate other plays. What's not the case?
I think that the 0% is a massive number that they can keep pointing to on this run.
And also,
you said
Dan,
there was an injury.
No, he said not an injury. And Dan, I agree with you. I don't like that the talking about the injury. I think that's a foolish and unfair way to get to what they're trying to strive for. And also the fact that it was said yesterday, I think it was McKay, that there's not enough data yet. There's been 300 of these things run. Now, would 3,000 be more data?
Yeah,
3,000 would be more, but let's not act like 300.
We've got a bunch.
3?
Yeah.
300's a lot more than 3. You know, like, come on. Yeah. All right, Dan, I need an answer from you. Something great with a number in the title.
It's a book, a movie, and a candy bar. Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers. That's true. That is a lot. That's right. 215-592.
You know, they used to have three bars in the Three Musketeers. There used to be a different flavored bars.
I think
it was before we were born.
It must have been.
I think there was like a chocolate, strawberry, and a
like
vanilla.
A Neapolitan type of thing. That's cool.
I think so.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Has the Three Musketeers lost luster?
Oh, I've never liked Three Musketeers.
Yeah. It's still
been
there.
My least favorite
it's basic.
Candy bar for a long
so
time.
Like the best way to tell is like Halloween when people hand stuff out. It's still there as like the little candies.
Like I don't
it's nougat. Nougat. It's just nougat. Nougat is the stuff.
What is nougat?
I honestly don't know. I just know that it's called nougat.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea. Like
sugar congealed together.
I don't know. Congealed sugar.
Are Snickers the most popular in America?
I bet.
I don't know.
I think so.
Reese's.
Some people don't. Yeah,
Reese's is up
Reese's
there.
Reese's is up there.
But that's different. It feels.
I mean, also there are people who don't like nuts too, though. Is it like a Hershey's? Like just a classic Hershey's bar is still popular.
Rhea, what's the most popular? Ooh. Not your personal in America. No. What would win the poll? Most popular candy bar.
Hershey bar.
I think Hershey still has a chance. I know it's plain Jane, but I do think that a lot of people like plain.
I think Hershey
was my first gut thought.
I think it's Hershey versus Snickers versus
Reese's. And I think Twix is on the outside looking in.
Twix is close.
Which
Twix
is
really good, man.
Twix is my per. Like, if I had to pick one, I would pick Twix. I think Twix is awesome. Yeah, Twix is awesome.
Maybe peanut butter.
Snickers
Twix
is the most filling.
Guys. I like Snickers is top
Snickers
three.
Snickers is like a meal. Yeah,
Snickers up right there. But that's, Twix but is.
Two Snickers is really
the advertising working. The advertising working, man.
Trust me.
Stop eating two Snickers.
I've had enough, I know.
Stop eating two Snickers. You bought right into this. You're hangry thing.
Yeah, the commercial really Joe did is the it one person those Joe commercials
all right
work on.
But I gave score up. I gave up sweets for
I'm Batman.
I gave up sweets.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good for
so,
you.
Thank you.
Look
have
at you.
Thank you.
Have you adhered?
Except for one time, I forgot.
What do you mean except?
And then
for one time?
And
I forgot.
And
you it's didn't. Such a good
one
reason.
Time. Listen, it's 46 days.
You
I think
forgot?
It is. And then Amy said I'm allowed on Sundays. I didn't know
no,
that rule.
You're no.
She said on Sundays.
What rule? What do you mean that
she made that up?
I didn't know there was a rule.
She said on Sundays.
Your own thing. You make the rules.
Lent.
I need someone who's Catholic to tell me because I'm Catholic.
Oh,
and
you're
I don't
doing
know
Lent.
This
I didn't realize.
I'm
okay,
not
Lent.
Catholic,
I
and I don't.
I thought
think
you were just saying you gave it up and there were rules.
I'm
like, no.
There's no flexibility,
no.
Man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I went to Catholic school for 12 years. There's none.
Day. I never heard that either, Ray.
No. Amy's
but you
lying.
Just rolled with it?
Well yeah.
Oh, of course
I had
he did, because it made it easier.
Huge possibility on a menu. And I was like, oh, I want that.
This is Ask Me Anything.
All right, but I will ask
that
you.
That is not. If, Ask Me Anything is coming up,
if somebody out there is Catholic, please let me know, am I allowed to eat
no.
on Sunday
no.
what you said you'd give up for lunch? I don't know.
Did Amy want
know.
You to share a sweet treat with her? Is
she
that why?
She got her own, I think.
Well, she probably just wanted you to...
Yeah, well, it was really,
that.
Once I was getting mine, no one was touching mine, so she had to get her own.
Yeah, you're not a share your dessert kind of guy, are you?
215.
It's all for me.
215-592-9494. All right, coming up, AMA. We're also going to get to what Lori said, more from yesterday. There was a lot. Which candy bar do you think wins the national poll? Who's going to be the Phillies' second-best everyday player? And obviously, reaction to everything in the last couple days with the Eagles and the NFL. Judd Cameron, John Ritchie, AMA next. Phone calls as well on 94 WIP.
Imagine a more comfortable and energy-efficient home this spring. And from someone who doesn't need to imagine, April is the perfect time to replace those outdated windows. And guess what? Our friends at Window Nation have a special offer for you in April.
Upgrade your home this April with Window Nation's incredible buy four, get four free sale happening now through April 30th. That is incredible. Buy four, get four free. Plus, you get a free entry door when you purchase windows for your entire house.
And Window Nation always provides great financing options. And right now, you get 0% financing, zero down, and no monthly payments until 2027.
Window Nation partners with the top window manufacturers in the nation to build windows to their high-quality specs. And then they pass the savings on to you. My daughters and I were opening and closing our new windows for about a half an hour last night.
Is that what you guys do for fun at the
yeah,
Ritchie House?
Yeah, it was fun. It was. They were smooth. They were gorgeous. These custom windows, they're silky smooth, and we can already feel a difference. No drafts.
The sale ends April 30th, so schedule your estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.